I didn't share that in the last email because I was embarrassed to be reaching out for a second time. And here I am again reaching out a third time. Hey, don't be embarrassed.
No, we problems. Should be embarrassed. You're reaching out to us for a third time for help. We should
didn't
be embarrassed.
Help. We didn't fix the hole.
We didn't help you twice.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
And the hello there. It's me, the lumberjack.
Oh, God. That's a new one?
Huh?
Why the lumberjack? It's new.
I'm chopping down all kinds of wood.
Where?
All over the Appalachian.
You know, we're at a lumber deficit right now. That's why lumber is so expensive.
Oh, that's true. The wood has gone up.
Yeah.
Yeah, wood has gone up a lot.
The wood goes up for some people, not others.
It has been a problem in my 30s.
See?
See?
That's what I'm saying.
There it is.
That's what I'm saying.
They call me the lumberjack because the wood goes down.
Accurate.
There you go.
So your wife calls you that.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
My wife gave me that nickname.
That's wonderful. That's they. That's the they that gives you that calls you that. Great. Well, hello and welcome. We have stalled a long time on asking your answering your questions. And a couple weeks ago, we started looking at them again. So thank you for submitting them, podcast@nikki.limo. We're going to answer some more of them. Just a disclaimer, we are not experts, except for the times that we are experts. But we will not disclose what times those are.
Well, sometimes we do.
So like use it at your discretion.
Usually it involves crypto. Mm-hmm. Pretty expert-y. But yeah. Also, could I be trolling? But also, probably not.
Probably not.
Definitely not.
But mostly we get relationship questions.
Very true.
And we are in a relationship. So, you know, we're experts probably.
That's why they call me lumberjack.
Okay. Let's jump into this, lumberjack. Shit They Don't Tell You. This is, wow, we got so many ads in here now.
Did okay. Just send us ads? This yeah. One's a Shiller product?
Yeah.
Come on.
And Instagram won't shut up. Jeez.
Get with it.
All right. This one is titled Dating While Working on Yourself Plus Mental Illness. Please keep anonymous. Okay, anonymous. Hey, Nikki and Steve. I hope you're both well. Your podcast is my comfort zone and has helped me so much. And you've both made me laugh so much. So thank you. Oh, my gosh. You're so sweet. Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, if this is your first time tuning in, we really need you to compliment us before you ask your questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Because we have low self-esteem and it really helps us.
And we like to keep people anonymous, so we'll call you Chia.
Chia.
Chia Habte.
Pick a different name.
What is it?
Pick a different name.
No, that keeps them anonymous.
It's a real friend that we have.
We'll call you Gio Kwan.
That's a real person in our lives.
So Gio, no, take it away.
The whole point is to pick a name that it's not a person that we know.
Okay, we're going to call you Tiffany.
No, okay.
I don't know Tiffany, do you?
I do, yes.
None that goes by Tiffany.
We'll call you Alligator Pants. See? That's not someone we know.
Well, okay, but alligators do get skinned alive and they get turned into pants. That's really messed
That's
up.
That's true. Not here, though.
That's really messed up.
And we don't know any Mr. Okay. Pants's. So I'll try to keep my context brief as I can, although it's a little difficult. It will make sense. I just turned 23. I struggled with depression and social anxiety since childhood and have ADHD. Hell yeah, stop it. Hi. I think I might be on the spectrum too, but not been tested yet, or just very introverted and sensitive. I have never had a good time with my mental health, but I do try and get better as the years go by. Good for you working on yourself. I've had bad friends since starting high school at 11 and also abusive family. I'm not trying to make a sob story and I've had good times too, but for the sake of this email, yeah, this is mostly how I feel. One toxic friend in particular has always made me super uncomfortable in our friend group and made nasty comments constantly about my face, my clothes, my voice, my jobs, my lifestyle, whatever. This doesn't sound like a friend, just FYI.
We'll see.
The type to make fun of me in front of boys or big groups to make herself look better. Okay, I've had these different types. Now we're grown. I know she's jealous, but at the same time, I internalized it and for years believed I was ugly and weird. The rest of the friend group felt like the rest of the friend group never really liked me as well, or they are just very bitchy people and would always talk about each other behind their backs. I was always super anxious to hang out with them. Still am. It's a great source of stress for me, and I don't know how to cut people off or I'd worry that they gossip about me even after years of knowing each other. I think this undercover bullying as well as abusive mom who would make fun of my looks and call me nasty, miserable, lazy, disgusting, a tramp, a bitch, etc. while I was suffering from depression. None of that is true. I see it now, but it all destroyed my self-esteem or contributed to it. In school, I used to be a social butterfly and always went out and made people laugh, but to be honest, I didn't have a choice, and depression and anxiety was way worse back then. It was all a mask. I failed all my A levels too. I didn't want to go to uni at the time, nor was I well enough to, but my mom really wanted me to, and she resents me for that, and my friends also disrespect me for it. Side story that's kind of irrelevant. Oh, this is a long side story. Okay, if it's irrelevant, I'm going to skip it. Okay. I got home and I cried and I spiraled bad after that night. I just wanted to pack up and run away. I felt hated and insecure and way more lonely than when I was happily alone for the whole of 2020. But bad company aside, now I'm alone and doing my own thing. I feel mentally better and less stressed. Finally feel more secure in myself and who I am and have my independence. I don't have to impress or nag. Or to nag and insult me. I don't have anyone to impress or nag or insult me, and it's a great feeling. However, the scars are still there, and I'm extremely lonely. Pretty much isolated myself from everyone. I forgot how to talk to people. All I had to do was stay home and do hobbies. I'm trying to summarize this. She has some close friends that...
Anyway, the point.
Yeah, the big point is I would like to find some romance. I had a boyfriend when I was 17, 18 and loved it, except for his shady behavior and my insecurity and paranoia, LOL. But it's the first time I truly felt accepted and loved for who I am and all my quirks. I struggled talking about my feelings and I was so open and he just loved me. It took me 2 years to get over him because I never get close to people. But at that age, again, I was in school and had a busy life and was forced to socialize every day. Oh my goodness. Got a bartending job to help social anxiety. Okay. I'm trying to skim through this. This is very, very long. But basically, I'm getting that you have social anxiety, you have depression, you want romance, but you don't think anyone will get you.
Mm.
That's kind of what it sounds like. Everything else just, there's a lot more.
Yeah,
but
there's
it all
a lot
is,
of trauma going on.
Is kind of going back to that. Yeah. A lot of bad experiences with people that...
And she's very lonely.
Mm-hmm. And then you're scared to... go outside that comfort zone because you might get abused again, basically.
Right. Every time you put yourself out there, you feel like you've been punished for it.
Yeah. Oh, and she has she had an OnlyFans in the past, and that info is now out. And she's worried that she'll be seen as trashy and not wife material.
First of all, people pay for that.
Yeah.
So the idea that, the stigma around sex workers is kind of whack.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I get that it's cheap fun for a lot of people, but it really is not. I've met a lot of these people through my years on the tubes, and they're just as normal as everybody else. I promise you that. And they can be just as shy as everybody else. That would shock a lot of people. But
YouTubers are hella shy.
Sex workers.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So you know, it's not the one-to-one, what I see is what I get kind of thing.
Yeah, sex workers, the ones that I've all met, they're so down-to-earth, so self-aware, yeah. Have a good sense of humor. They kind of just have to, like, have that kind of sense of humor, be open, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, that's not a black mark ever. That'll never be a scarlet letter, in my opinion, at least for fair people.
She feels that also if someone might tell a future employer and that it might... ruin her chances of getting a 9-to-5.
Well, right, but what do they always say at those situations? They always say, "We don't want it to be a distraction that you did this." And it's like, yo, I'm sorry that I'm a person that, you know, I'm a woman that I have a body and I put it out there. Like, give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea of that is really dumb, I think. And you know, there's so many places hiring right now. By the way, like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't look. You know why you did what you did, and you can choose regret, but it really is a choice. I don't live in the world of regret personally, and that's just a discipline thing for me that's helped me along. My dad gave me great advice when I was younger. He said, always live a life with no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't have any because of that. I really do. Whenever something happens, if it's bad, I'm thankful that I learned from it.
Yeah.
I'm not like... well, now I regret that too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just glad I learned from it.
Yeah, same.
And so if she really does regret this, like, I don't think she does.
I think she's
worried about what other people will think.
Yeah, worried about it for the future. It sounds like there's a lot of worry, which contributes to your anxiety for sure.
You have to remember being anxious, right? Like, having anxiety can also make you push people away before you even let them in.
Well, that's what she's kind of talking about towards the end here, is that she's like self-sabotaging, like, because she doesn't want to get rejected.
Yeah, I get that, right? So,
yeah.
And she's very lonely, right? So you have to, this is so easier said than done, but you have to really just give people the benefit of the doubt to begin with and let them disappoint you. And it's a hurtful thing and it can suck and you're very vulnerable doing that. But it really is the only way to break through with somebody is by trusting them enough to like let you down or not.
Yeah. And just to be focused on the stuff that you're doing, that you like doing, to know that you bring value to the table. I think that helps a lot, so that you're not just so focused on whether or not they like you back. I feel like when you have your own shit going on, you don't care as much if someone, like, you're not so focused on them liking you back. You want them to like you back, sure. But like, you're not like, all the pressure is on them to like you back. Yes. You know, you're like, I got stuff going on too. And she says she's got this bartending job to help her social anxiety. She's been working on her art and businesses a lot for the past year, faced her fear of driving, saved lots of money. And once I tackle my social anxiety more and get more money to pay for the courses, I want to start another business doing tattoos. So it sounds like you are an entrepreneur. You're a self-starter. That, I mean, you probably got an OnlyFans for that reason, because you know what you like to do and you find joy in doing that, and why not make money doing that?
You got your shit together more than most do, trust me.
And you're 23. That's super young.
Yeah, you're
super,
fine.
Super
you're
young.
So fine. Just remember that. Lock in on that, because you're kind of spinning out about maybe you're not fine, but you really do have your shit together.
I think 23 is a year where almost everybody feels like they're not fine. Especially in this pandemic, in this day and age.
I can't imagine being 23 and
I can't. It's already hard. And then there's like this pandemic on top of it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. I don't think you should worry as much, because we're kind of all same boat right now. Like, even people that had their shit figured out are just completely rocked, you know, because 100%. This is just unprecedented. And it's like, no one knows what they're doing. And once you really know, like, no one knows what they're doing, I promise everything just seems silly. Like, it's just like silly to worry about. You'll still have worries, but if you keep that in the back of your mind, I actually have this thing behind Steve. I don't know if it shows up in his thing, but it says, it's not that serious, LOL. And I try to remind myself that all the time when I get worried about some stupid stuff or like start spinning out. I zoom out and I look at like the big picture of the fact that we only have like 80 years on this planet, and we're mostly like, we're like halfway through them, or like you're like a quarter way through them. So it's not that serious. Whatever it is I'm worried about, I'm not going to be worried about it when I'm 80. So
no.
If I don't worry about it when I'm 80, then it's not worth worrying about. Certain things that you're like planning for your future, that stuff, that's great. You should, you know, start doing that. But the little things, don't sweat the small stuff. I just don't sweat the small stuff. And you'll find someone, like, they'll just, like...
You're 23.
You'll find it. You're 23.
I found my chick when I was 20.
What's my age again?
I was 26.
What's my age again?
I don't get it.
They were 23 in that song.
What is it, Green Day?
No. It's Blink-182, and you know that, and you're placating me.
I actually don't. I actually didn't know that.
You grew up in San Diego, and you always talk about Blink-182.
Well, I don't remember which songs are theirs. I was a Napster kid.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. It was often mistitled and misartist.
Yeah, I remember.
Misartisted as well.
I remember.
Yeah. I thought some songs were Moby songs, and yeah, that got me absolutely wrecked in high school.
Yeah, I bet.
Wrecked.
You probably sounded really stupid.
The Keyboard Cat song, I thought it was a Moby song.
I've done definitely stuff like that.
For a long time.
Yeah. I thought Chocolate Rain was this a completely song. Other song.
I thought it was Moby.
I found out about it from South Park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You actually found out about Chocolate Rain from South Park?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know it was Adam. What's his name?
Adam.
Well, what's his like? Tezonde. Yeah. Tezonde.
Well, I know. We know him as Adam. So
yeah.
It's hard.
Well, he introduced himself to me when I met him as Adam.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
same.
That was the first introduction. So
he's
a
gem,
always,
by the way.
I forget.
Adam is a gem.
Yes. We love you, Adam.
We love Adam.
Anyway. All right. Well, I hope that helps you. Alligator pants. Miss Pants.
If Adam was here, he'd say, well, I hope that helps you.
That's a good impression.
Thank you.
You normally don't get the pitch.
I know. For him, it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My marriage is falling apart. Uh-oh. What is going on here? marriage is falling apart. Oh no. Okay. Hello again, Nikki and Iceman. Oh, again. Oh. Oh shit. Okay. I hope you both are well. Thank you. We are doing okay.
We're doing fine.
I'm writing because you both gave me advice about my situation back in March. And
now my life is over.
That's what
destroyed.
We always talk about that. that's what we're not experts. You know, take this all with a grain of salt. And, okay, everybody.
I'd like to inform you about my legal counsel.
Calm down. Okay. So I'm writing you because you both gave me advice about my situation back in March. And while things did not improve for a long time, it was incredibly comforting to know you understood why I was hurting. If you don't remember, my husband's best friend died and for about 7 to 8 months, he took it out on me. Just for context, you have also answered another question of mine previously about my husband's porn habit, ruining my self-esteem. He was the one watching it behind my head. Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yes, we remember you.
I didn't share that in the last email because I was embarrassed to be reaching out for a second time. And here I am again reaching out a third time. Hey, don't be embarrassed.
No, we should be embarrassed. You're reaching out to us for a third time for help.
We didn't help
you twice.
I want things to work out so badly, but I feel like he isn't meeting me halfway. There is a 17-year age difference between us.
What?
And so every conversation where I tell him about something I don't like, it's always, you'll grow out of it. Ooh, I hate that.
Oh, that's good advice, though.
Dude, I dated this guy that was 5 years older than me, and he would always be like, oh, when you're my age, blah, blah, blah. And at the time, I was 18.
What a badass, man.
He was 23.
Yeah.
Okay. What a legend. You're not like a freaking wise master. Let's go.
Okay.
So there's a 17-year age. 17 years is a long time, though.
Wow. I mean, come on.
So to update you on the last situation, things just slowly improved. He stopped saying nasty things to me. He started helping out more around the house. He started making an effort in the relationship. That's good. I felt so relieved to have my partner back. After a mutual conversation, I went back to work and I am not a stay-at-home mom anymore, which does break my heart a little, but we racked up so much debt when I was staying at home that it was just time to get back to work. Last night, I was setting up his new phone and logging him back into all of his social media.
Good opener.
Logging him back in all his social media apps.
And I found
apps.
Nothing but pictures of me smiling.
Yeah, and notes to about how much he loves me.
Yeah, for sure.
So he asked her to do this. Something in my gut told me to peek at his Facebook messages. Oh, fuck. I've not looked through my husband's phone in years. I just don't care to bother myself with it. There was this message from a girl he went to high school with, so I clicked on it. The strand was somewhat short, but at one point he said, send me a picture, to which she sent him a selfie. Nothing nude, but a selfie. You're already on Facebook. You can secretly go look at her profile if you want to see what she looks like now. You don't have to ask her to send you a picture privately.
Yeah, that's weird.
To me, that's flirting.
Straight up, that's weird.
So, to which he responded, you're aging backwards, I see. There's some talk
fantastic.
About... Yeah, there was
what a
some,
line.
Ugh. There was some talk about children, and they exchanged pictures of their kids, including ours, together, but there was no mention of me or him being married or anything. It was like I wasn't even in the picture. I was livid, because to me, this is a major boundary that's being crossed, a boundary he is well aware of. Was he actively cheating? No. But to him, cheating is having sex with someone else. I feel hurt and disrespected, and I feel like he violated our marriage by entertaining this conversation with another woman. I went to him and said, why are you asking other women for pictures? To which he gave me a classic response of, why are you looking through my phone? Don't look if you don't want to find something.
Ugh. There it is.
I was so angry.
Show, you, show me the man. I'll show you the crime.
God. I was so angry. I was shaking. I told him it's crossing boundaries in our marriage. It's completely inappropriate behavior and that it made me extremely uncomfortable. He gave me the most idiotic response of, you're a millennial. You could probably be talking to other people and I would never know. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, think
what
about
the
it.
Fuck,
there's so
dude?
Many apps he doesn't even know about.
Yeah, great argument. You know, what like, a master debater.
He's like, what the hell is a Telegram? And back in my day, that came to your door. You're telling me that's an app?
Is it in Morse code? Okay, after asking him if he would be comfortable with it, if I was sending some dude a selfie privately, he said, probably not. I'm sorry. I was so upset. I didn't even want to talk
this
about it anymore
gem.
Because I knew he was just going to tell me what I wanted to hear. So I slept on it. I left it alone to gather my thoughts and I'm still fucking angry. So now, 24 hours later, I'm at work and I'm crying in the bathroom because I don't know what to do. Is this going to happen again and again? Has he already cheated on me physically and I just don't know? I would never entertain another man's messages to me because to me, I love my husband. When you enter a marriage, you make that promise to that person and I feel like you broke an important promise to me.
You're the only one who has that standard.
Am I overreacting or would you be upset as well?
You're the only one with that standard in this marriage. I'm sorry. That's what's going on. That's your problem. there's not equal values going on, bro. Am I wrong?
No, I was just reading more because I thought there was more, but this was actually her original message from March. Yeah, I do. Well, I don't even know if it's double standards or if it's that he just doesn't validate those feelings.
She has first of all, okay, let's just talk about ground rules here.
Yeah.
She obviously has a lot of trust in this marriage, right?
Yeah.
That's a punchline, unfortunately, because it's just not there. He's earned that.
I want to know, okay, oh, I think that's why I was reading her her original message. Okay, yeah. I wanted to know how long they were together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5 years is how long. Okay.
Listen, you so you feel dismissed.
Yeah.
Number one, that's very important. Number two, he doesn't respect you enough not to talk to other chicks. Like that's weird.
Yeah.
And he's hitting them up and he's asking them for pictures. Like, come on, bro. Like,
private pictures, that's weird.
Unequal values.
Even if it's not nudes, it's like, yeah, for sure. Like, you can look at her pictures on her profile. Why would you need a private one?
Another, he wants to feel special.
Exactly, to feel special. Of that's course. Why anyone would ask that's, for that's a private photo.
Why would you need to feel special if you already got your wife and you're already happy?
Yeah.
It just is.
I don't know.
It doesn't make me happy to say this.
It's hard because I don't know if this would be a deal breaker for me. It's not the thing he did. It's the way he's handling it that would be
like shit.
A deal breaker
Imagine
for me.
Imagine saying like, well, that's your age. Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't like how much he dismisses you or invalidates or finds reasons that are outside of the argument or issue at hand to dismiss your feelings. Like whether it's your age or... Bro. Like you being in his phone or whatever. Like it sounds like he avoids the accountability part.
He has no accountability.
Yeah.
He deflects and deflects. And, you know, he's like, you know, one argument away from being like, hey, why don't you put it in a TikTok video and sum it up for me?
Exactly. He infantilizes you.
Yes. Infantilizes you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm fucking saying?
Yes.
Don't fight me.
We don't know if that's a word, by the way. That's why we're not an expert.
Infantilizing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we know what it means to us.
I know psychology.
Hmm. She has a therapist who gets paid well.
She's
very busy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. I in any case, like even if you were making like saying the most outrageous things, but it hurt you. He, as your husband, as your partner, owes you. At least listening and validating your feelings.
Hey, he can own it. How about that? He can own it.
Yeah.
He doesn't own it. He doesn't own anything.
But I'm even saying if she was overreacting, first validate the feelings and then explain your side to calm the situation down. Don't just immediately dismiss it. Like even if it's the craziest feeling in the world or whatever, it just like you're the partner. That's your job. Like that's literally like, a partner's there to support you.
Yep.
And you're there to work out problems together on the same team. Not like, oh, my wife's just a crazy person. Mm-hmm. Brush it off. Go to bed. She'll get over it. Maybe when she gets to my age, she won't think about these things.
Got a 17-year clock on that one.
Like, why is he even with you if he thinks you're such a child?
That's the thing. What value do you provide to him?
Yeah.
I mean, he watched porn behind your head.
And the fact that he's saying that someone he went to high school with is aging backwards. I mean, maybe he just likes like really, maybe he's just into young, he's into youth, you know?
Listen, yeah. I you know, what's that compliment even? It's like, hey, you look way more like a child than like an adult.
Well, that compliment's fine.
I'm
like,
being a shithead,
just, I mean, not towards.
Look much closer to a child.
If you said that to someone else, like I would take it as you just calling her pretty.
Well, of course.
And that's still hurtful. And I'd be so like, I don't know if I would be, I think it's kind of a pile on because if this was the first time that I was seeing some shit from you, like asking for a selfie and then giving a compliment, I don't know if I would take it that bad. Like I would just be like, I didn't like that conversation, but okay. Like I don't think I'd be hurt by it, but because he's done all this other stuff, like he's digging himself out of the hole right now.
Yeah.
So there's already this like distrust, this hurt, this this things that need feeling in their healing in their relationship. I think that that puts him back a step, a whole bunch of steps. And then he's not validating her on top of that.
Listen, we love you. We believe in you. I do think that you need... look, my favorite sport in the world is baseball. Everyone knows that.
That's not your favorite sport.
I think 7 strikes and you're out. So he's got one more strike. I mean, come on. Like, yeah. How many times?
Would you say it's a deal breaker, like, look into splitting up? Deal breaker?
Only because she's so insecure and he's not providing her any security ever.
Yeah.
If he would just, frankly, man up and give her security, because she loves him, that's clear. Love is not always the answer, though. Love can be a weapon that gets turned against you multiple times. Mm-hmm. In her case, I believe that's what's happening. So, you know.
I also think he sounds insecure.
Of course. Well, he's just defensive as fuck because he's doing shady ass shit.
He's doing shady shit because obviously he feels bad about himself. Like, he wants validation, like, from another female, sure. Right? And then also, you know, he went through that whole terrible period of time. Yes. And he's 17 years older than her, but can't provide for her. Like, she has to go back to work and she hates that. Right. And I mean, like, that's... I don't know. It sounds like a lot of insecurity is coming out, like projecting on her, like, oh, yes. You're so young. That's why I'm better than you. You know?
Right.
I'm wiser and better.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think, you know, he's got one more strike. Just like the good old
ball game. No, but seriously, would you break up with this person? Would you hit the breakup
only
button?
Only if they refuse to compromise and provide security.
Yeah.
Because that's everything. If you don't have trust in a relationship, it's fucking over anyway.
Because they have kids. I would go to a couples counseling first.
Okay, that helps. Yeah. That helps.
I would go to couples counseling because then you'll be validated by a third party. You'll at least be heard. I feel like you're not being heard by anybody right
now.
Fuck
no.
You're not. Who gets to hear you?
Where's, like, your trust? If you're not checking through this guy's phone because you trust him.
Yeah. You're writing to us for a third time because literally no one hears you.
Yes.
And that's the truth. And
we do. And we actually answer you and try to help you with this. And you don't even feel that in your own marriage. And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that going to couples counseling, at least he can hear from a third party that your feelings are valid. And maybe he can take something from that and start to
grow
and support you. Yeah. And like be there as a partner. And if he can't, then I would look towards
this cat is a tree growing sideways and not up.
An exit plan.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you for writing. I hope that helped you. Go do some counseling. And if you won't go to counseling, that's another red flag. But, you know, try that first because you have children together. You love him. You know, you want things to work out.
And if you write us again, we will charge you.
Check out our sponsors. No, we'll be right back.
We love you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Huge. Thank you for supporting the show.
Okay, and we're back. And if you have a question, by the way, again, podcast@nikki.limo, podcast@nikki.limo. We will get to your question of sometime, maybe. No promises. This one says, please help. Wasting time, too dumb, in denial.
Oh, shit.
This sounds like an ad. Like, yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm dumb. I'm wasting time. Okay, hello, Nikki and Steve. I've watched you guys for a couple of years now. I started watching JK News after a breakup a couple of years ago, which led to following you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so a little background info. I'm 33. I met my current boyfriend when I was still married to my ex-husband 7 years ago.
Very nice.
And he had a girlfriend at the time and still married, was in the process of getting divorced. We began seeing each other. One thing led to another, and we started dating. I got divorced. He broke up with his then girlfriend. Everything seemed perfect. He showered me with love, gifts, etc. Never did I think anything was wrong. Well, I must add, the only weird things were that he did not want to move in together, did not want to get married, and did not want kids, which I did want. Fast forward a couple years.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, no biggie.
Not a big barrier for entry.
Fast forward a couple of years, and I find out he was having a whole relationship with someone else while dating me. I found out because she contacted me. She had no idea he had a girlfriend. And when I confronted him, he confessed and apologized, and we broke up. Months passed by, and we began talking again and seeing each other. While this was happening, I was seeing other people and dating around. Nothing serious. Now fast forward to 2020, and I start distancing myself from him. He notices and asks what's going on and if I was seeing other people or slept with anyone else. I was honest. I told him that yes, I was dating around and had slept with other people.
Holy shit.
He got
God.
Incredibly upset and said that I should have told him so that he wouldn't get his hopes up, etc., etc. Anyway, after that, we got back together because he promised me he would get married, and he said he had a change in heart and that he wanted to have a baby with me.
This is good conflict resolution.
Wow.
101, by the way.
Yeah. If things aren't working out, get married, have a baby, buy a house. That always works for people, I think.
Works for a lot of people I know.
So fast forward to 2021, and he's under a lot of stress and work with kids, and he now says he doesn't want to have kids after all, even though that was one of the things that made me want to get back together. Something else I must add is that we work together, so I see him every day. What would you do? I feel like I'm getting old and don't want to be wasting time, but he's honestly what feels like the love of my life. We've been through so many things together not mentioned, and the thought of starting again with someone new is scary. Please help. I guess I would need the context of
you have no trust.
How
what the fuck
in the
are you
world
talking
this
about?
Is the love of your life?
What in
because
the fuck are you talking about?
From the
about?
Information provided, it I don't.
This sounds like shit.
How is this the love of your life?
This sounds like utter.
This guy
shit.
Had a whole second life without you knowing about it. A secret life without you. A secret life. Do you really just process that? I think you're brushing by this.
Yeah, you want to just dig in on the romantic part of it.
Yeah. Like Which you is, connect and like, I get it. The sex is magical. That's literally what you're telling me right. is he has a magic penis. The sex is electric and you don't want to get rid
by
of
him
it.
Win those moments. But then afterwards you're like, I don't know if I trust this guy, but.
And he seems to get you. You'll never find that.
He got you so good that he got with somebody else and had a secret relationship with
them. Had a secret relationship.
And by the way, he didn't break it to you. The chick
did.
The
girl, exactly. You didn't find out. He didn't break it to you. The girl had to let you know. How long would that have gone on?
Girl, this is whack as fuck.
It's not good. It's not a good situation. And I feel like you only were seeing other people to make him jealous.
Of course
so that
she
he'd
was.
Want you back.
She used it as
and
a weapon
second,
to get him back.
Exactly.
And then she cut it all off. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
So yeah, you both have issues to work out yes. for sure. But this is not the love of your life.
And this is not how to fight with your partner
and
either.
Please do not solve it by having a child. No.
No.
No. I ban you no. from having a child with this person. First of all, he doesn't even want one. He's just saying that because he saw you were with other guys and now he feels like he has to compete with them.
Listen, so we have officially banned you from having a child.
He's promising you a kid. This is not a reason to have a child. You don't bring a life into the world to fix or try to lock down a guy that doesn't even want a child or a relationship.
Now that we have designated you like this, no doctor with any sort of certification will actually treat
deliver
you.
Deliver
the baby. They won't do it.
They won't do it.
Shit, they don't tell you how to decree.
We're experts, and so they always look
it's
to us
literally
first.
Over.
There's a list.
You understand?
We have a list.
You're on the list now.
I'm not saying don't have kids. Like obviously, kids is really important to you, but have kids with someone that respects you.
Hey, how about have kids with somebody that wants kids?
That wants kids. It's two people to in this thing, right? Like this is such bad news. I just cannot.
I have weird standards.
I cannot support it.
This is absolutely whack. And Mark, we're gonna hit the whack button.
Please whack the whack button.
Hit the whack button, Mark.
That's whack.
Okay. You sound very sweet though. We're not trying to come down on you.
No, we're not trying to make fun of you.
I just want to give you a huge reality check.
Wake up call.
Like, what are you doing?
We are throwing ice water on you while you're asleep.
Yeah.
In order to wake you.
And this whole thing, can I just, I've talked about this with my therapist a lot, not about myself, but about, other family members in my life, who harp so much on their age being a restriction, like I'm this years old now and I'm getting old and I'm not gonna have, like, there's no time for me. You need to take a breath. Like, yeah. Take a breath, because chronological age is not the only factor in age. So my therapist was breaking this down for me, and so that I could help out my other family members, basically, about how there's three ages. And I forget the psychologist that established this originally, but this concept where you have your chronological age, which is the only one you can't change. You can't change the year you were born. So yeah, that's the age, that the number that you go by. Yeah. Then you have your biological age, which you can age backwards with. You can take care of your bodies to a degree that you actually regress in age and become younger. You also have your psychological age, and this one's probably the most important. And this one, you can also be younger by continuously challenging and training your brain, and you can be younger. So the only thing that's aging is the number associated with the year that you were born.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many spins?
No longer do we want that excuse. Okay. So then you're like, oh, but I'm 33 and I want kids, so I'm biological, blah, blah. Freeze your eggs then. Freeze your eggs. If you're like very worried about that one thing, freeze your eggs. But don't, everything else, you cannot let that hinder, you cannot let that age make all of your life decisions and hurry them along because you're old all of a sudden. Like, no. Have a lot of contention with this.
Hey, I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, Mary Todd Lincoln.
This is not a barrier.
If Mary Todd could have done that, she would have done it. But guess what? She had to slum it with Abe. She had to fucking slum it.
I don't know these references.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln.
16th president, 16th first lady of the United States of America.
Oh, I was thinking Mary Tyler Moore.
No.
I was like, she was with Lincoln? She was Lincoln?
The first woman of America. I really didn't understand the 60s.
Yeah.
Mary Todd Lincoln had to slum it with Abe. You think she would have done that if she could have frozen her eggs? Hell no. Abe was a cheating, lying fuck.
No, he was the only one that didn't cheat.
Huh?
He's like...
He was a cheating, lying piece of shit.
Shut the fuck up. Do not discredit. Have you read history? No.
You don't know about Abe?
No, Abe was one of the two presidents that didn't cheat. You shut your fucking mouth.
So...
I think the other one was Ronald Reagan. I think those are the only two.
What?
There's only two presidents that didn't cheat on their wife.
What? Reagan was married twice. He used to go whoring.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
You don't even know anything.
I don't care either. This celebrity history gossip.
Reagan would go whoring.
This president gossip is not juicy for me.
He'd go whoring Tuesdays because it was cheaper.
Shut the fuck up.
He did.
You're so annoying.
It's a fact. It's a historical fact documentation.
Can you give some real advice to this person?
Listen, it's time to...
The longer you stay in this, the more trapped you are, and the older you get. So if you're really worried about that age thing, like, get the fuck out.
Oh, why did I do that? We have a breakup button. Hey, Mark, can you hit that?
Break up.
There it is.
Hey, Mark, can you cut out that part where he was like, and took up a bunch of like the show? Yeah, exactly.
Precious Erica.
And also cut the part about Abe. Actually, anything that Steve said this episode, just cut it out.
Hey, Mark, can you please leave it in as my brother, though? I know usually, like, yeah, this doesn't always work out for me. Because I've listened to the show recently, and I'm like, man, when I tell Mark to cut things out, he really doesn't seem to do it. But maybe I'm listening to it wrong. Maybe I'm getting an advanced edit.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I'm just listening to an advanced edit.
I hope that helps you.
No, genuinely, we're rooting for you.
This is from us caring about you.
Yeah, honestly.
We have to tell you. We have the truth. Give you the hard truth. Like, have some hard, what's it, tough love?
You gotta
some
take
tough
a
love.
Bath sometimes.
This is not the love of your life.
No. No. Fuck no.
This
he
is
should
something
love you.
You romanticized.
Hey, you love him that hard, but he doesn't love you that hard. That's the problem.
You don't love him. You just are, it's like a lust obsession. It's an infatuation. It doesn't sound like love.
Love is mutual. Thank you. And bless
Thank
you.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Abraham Lincoln said that. Love is mutual.
He didn't. He went whoring.
Washington said that. And that's where how Washington Mutual started.
That's true.
Okay. This one is titled, I love you since forever, Nikki and Steve. Emojis. Aw, sweet.
Thanks. This usually turns into Nikki Love Fest.
Hello.
But go for it.
There's heart emojis. I would love to say anonymous. All right. Giraffe pants.
Fine. We'll call you Timothy De La Ghetto.
Giraffe pants. First of all.
Wearing giraffe pants.
He would never. I just wanted to compliment you guys and say you're so amazing. I love listening to your podcast as I work. It makes it easier to get through. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I started off with Big Mood and found you guys as a suggested podcast to listen to and love the vibe. Wow.
That
you
works.
Found us through
it. That yes. works.
That's really tight.
We thought it was a big scam.
Okay. On to the relationship question. I know. Ew. A relationship question. Yeah. Ew. Like
ew,
anyone that's submitting.
Ew.
relationship questions. Like, what? We do other things.
Ew. You know. How we make a living.
Ew. I am 21 and my boyfriend is 22. Aw, babies.
Age disparity.
We have been together for 4 years now and he's amazing. We've had talks about the future and kids. And yes, I know we're young. So, of course, we always say, let's save these conversations for the future. And I'm just wondering, we had a conversation about children in the future when we were more financially stable, married, etc., adult stuff, you know. And he doesn't want children at all because of how the world is getting worse little by little, which I understand. His reasoning is, of course, reasonable. I wouldn't want our children to live in a world where it's scary to go out and all that. I do tell him we're young now, so we don't know what the future will be like. And he too said things can change, but I don't know. It's just on my mind. How do you handle these situations? I know it's far in the future, but of course it's on my mind here and there. Thank you. Love you. Kisses.
Listen, there's nobody who raised a kid like 100 years before
in any era
who didn't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
Legit. Never. It didn't happen.
Okay. It was only worse back then.
The civilization has gotten only better. Yes, we've been dealing with the pandemic, all that stuff. But I'm telling you, man, the access to things that we have, medicines, vaccines, yeah, all the things we have.
Chop off your arm if you got a cut or something.
Exactly.
They used to, in the Middle Ages, like you were a serf.
You used to have five kids because you weren't sure all of them would survive.
Like, and most of them wouldn't survive.
Birth. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because of dysentery and cholera.
Yeah.
So... yeah, you have to realize where you're at, kind of check yourself a little bit. Not that you're not doing that. You're being very, I'm not even calling you out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
there's just always been scary things in the world.
Always.
And there's always been fear mongering.
And always will be.
And there always will be. There was always, on the news, there was always the latest thing to be scared about everywhere. Like any decade, yeah. Pick any decade, and hey, there was always the latest thing.
Think about having a kid next to September 11th. People did.
Yeah.
But you had to think of the time.
That there's terrorists.
America's going to get hit again. Everyone thought that back then. I was old enough back then to remember everyone saying, when are we? It's not a question of if, but when. When are we going to get hit again?
Mm-hmm.
We're on orange alert every single day. When you mm-hmm. go outside, you're on orange alert, which means like just one, it's elevated, threat level elevated. You're about to be blown up. You don't know when.
In the 60s, they drew names out of a hat to who's going to go to the Vietnam War.
Bro.
So like your brother, like you don't even know if you're ever going to see him again.
My parents... who, you know, are listening to this right now, they would crawl under the desk and put their hands over their head in case a nuclear bomb was about to go off in their classroom.
That would protect them.
But exactly.
For sure.
Duck and cover for a nuclear fucking bomb. So, like, you better believe every era has dealt with this shit. So
We're not special.
But it's the same as it ever was.
That being said, I do think about those things, but less in the way of... oh no, my child's going to be birthed into a horrible world, but more in the way of, will I be able to handle the stresses that are currently in this world and take care of this child the way that it needs the love and nurture that
are
it needs?
Are we equipped for both?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because if I can barely survive it, then maybe it's not time for me to bring a child in the world.
So true.
But if I feel like, you know what, I think I got a good grasp on this and I think that a child would make the world better.
Yep.
Then, yeah, that's a good time to do it.
And can I selflessly have a child for myself? Use them to emotionally build myself back up and then just kind of like, whatever, who cares?
Oh,
how it
and
happens.
The brand deals.
Oh, my
God. You could be all my family vlogging.
Family channel.
Oh, cha-ching, cha-ching. So many brand deals.
Give me the ad copy. I don't care what it says. Just give it to me, baby. Let's go.
Oh, God.
But not exactly lying either. That shit's
the
real.
The world we live in. Yeah.
That shit is real.
But I do think that it's still something we think about. Yeah, like we're
all the time.
We're like, yeah, I don't know. Would we be suitable right now? Would we be suitable? And maybe we'll be questioning that until we're 80 years old and it'll never happen. But
listen, there's a reason why we have four cats, okay?
And we will keep getting
it's
more.
It's not emotional stability.
We are not at the legal limit.
Oh no. We've looked it up.
So
and we have also challenged it in court. And we are waiting for a case.
And we found the loopholes. Okay, if you foster, it doesn't count.
That's exactly right.
Doesn't count.
If you're a shelter, you can declare your domicile a shelter. Don't even worry about it.
It's a sanctuary,
that's
bitch.
Right. That's right.
Leave us alone.
Also, if you have a patio, technically they're not in your domicile. You can now have up to eight more cats.
That's a wild cat there.
See?
It's a feral cat.
That's not my cat. That's what you say.
It just comes here and I let it inside my house.
That's not my cat. Why do you have food dishes? You know, so they don't run in my house when I open the door.
But sometimes they get in and they get in for years.
You can get up to code that way.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
Hit us up in the DMs
listen,
if you
we're
want
not
some
experts
cheat
about everything,
cheat sheet.
But cat hoarding happens to be one of them. Not a lie. Not even a joke. I don't know why you laughed at that.
Yeah.
We'll cut it though.
The only thing about it though is, you know, like I really do want to see what like a baby looks like with our faces combined.
Same.
Like a mush face of us.
Same.
And I just want to know.
Hope they look like you.
I mostly hope they look like you.
I mostly hope they look like you. I mostly hope they have your ass as well.
Oh, I hope they have your height. And nothing else, actually, because, like, you have true. So many ailments. Oh, my God. Like, they're going to get all the worst things from your genetics.
Wait,
like,
what's my ailments?
Like, you're blind. Like, you can you're very, what is it, nearsighted or farsighted? Squint. What are you? Like, you can't see signs far away.
So, it's the one you can't see far away. I believe it is farsighted.
You don't even know what it's called?
I believe it's called farsighted because you can't see it when it's far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
100% sure about
so
that.
So, you're blind.
As an expert.
You sunburn easily. Like well, you have like baby skin that what sunburns easily. I'm just saying I'm saying the ailments.
I'm a super white.
You have so many like stomach issues and you have whooping cough.
Well, you know, no, I have whooping cough.
You have whooping cough effects.
Fuck up. Well, no, I had whooping cough.
Like, yeah, so you have long-term, you have long yeah, whooping.
If I laugh too hard, I start coughing long like whoop. A motherfucker. But the first one, wait, what'd you say again?
You have long whoop.
Wait, what?
Long whoop.
No, the first one.
Oh, you're blind?
No, the second one.
Oh, you sunburn easily.
No, the third one.
Oh, you're losing hair. I didn't say that one yet.
You didn't say that one yet.
Acne? I didn't say that one yet either.
I had that as a shit. Child, yes.
Damn.
Up until like 27, 28, until I got 3 tours of Accutane.
I said whooping cough, and oh, you had stomach problems all
the
time.
There it is. Stomach problems is because I eat the spicy shit on the fucking earth.
Mm-hmm. Actually. Oh, you have restless leg syndrome?
I do have
don't
RLS.
I know about that?
It's an affliction, and you shouldn't. Do that.
Yeah.
My father's listening to this. He has RLS too.
You're just all messed up is what I'm saying is that like all my, I hope my genetics are dominant so our kids don't have to suffer.
What about your fucked up
I'm
genetics?
Perfect.
Yeah, visually.
Aw, that's sweet. Can't even get mad at that.
No, you shouldn't. But mentally?
That's sweet. What?
And by the way.
What?
Oh,
say it.
Oh,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Let's say it.
You're just mad because I.
You can be a public fucking embarrassment.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
If you're a fan of somebody and you meet them,
don't talk about this.
You're a goddamn cringe.
Don't talk
fucking
about
fest.
This.
Exactly.
No, don't talk about it.
So don't go to war with. Don't go to war against the king. Then
that's not an ailment. That can be fixed with
it's an ailment.
You can fix those traits.
Is it nature
you can't
or nurture?
Fix, you can't fix
nobody
your
knows
hair
for
falling
sure.
out.
My hair's not really falling out.
Oh, it's not? My bad.
I've never actually seen my hair fall out. How about that?
Oh, my hair falls out
I
all the time.
I just wake up and more is gone.
Jesus.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, all right.
How about that? Never seen it fall out though.
So you want the baby to look like me? You know what?
You know,
but mentally, I'm like crazy and embarrassing, but I figure shit out really fast, really fast. Like I could do escape rooms today. You were trying to surprise me with something, but I figured it out
that.
Really fast.
Don't buy birthday presents for this stupid fucking chick. It's the worst. just give up. Yeah, there's no surprising her, by the way. Even okay, be honest.
Yes.
I was thinking about this today because I was like, wow, surprising this bitch is a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do to surprise me. I love surprises, by the way, but I don't.
Okay,
but there's nothing you can do. It's hopeless.
Our anniversary recently.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I did a pretty good job surprising you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And I got to achieve my New Year's resolution of getting a romantic gesture.
Which you set it up anyway. So you control it anyway. You put the ball on the tee anyway.
Nah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? I like to say that
we live in the
Listen,
Matrix.
I'm a creator of my life. Okay. Would you disagree?
Yeah, I disagree. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. I'm a human idiot.
Well,
I disagree with that.
I didn't say I hope our kid doesn't get that ailment either. All right. We have time for one more question. I hope that helped you. I don't even remember what you asked us. We went so far off the deep end.
We don't even
end.
Remember you.
Okay. This one's pretty short.
Okay.
It's another
Just
relationship
kidding.
Question.
All right.
How did you improve your relationship is the topic.
All right.
Hi, Nikki and Steve. I've got a random question for you regarding y'all's relationship. I know you guys have a super healthy and strong relationship now, and you found what works best for you guys in terms of communication, conflict resolution, etc. Anyway, I was wondering how you guys have grown and found out what works. I know that you guys had a difficult first year. What were things that you did wrong and how did you guys fix them? Thanks, Anonymous. Oh, Sassy Pants.
We'll call you Dante Bosco.
Don't. No.
So here's the thing. It's not over yet.
Yeah, we can still get into, we can still fuck it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not over. But you have just to. Just because things are real good now doesn't mean we like can't get toxic later.
You have to, but you have to treat it like that too. You don't just go, well, we figured it out and we're done.
Yeah, it's true. It's
you
a.
You have to actively engage your partner about things that are going on in your relationship while they're going on.
It's being aware, being self-aware.
Yeah.
Of your needs.
Yes.
I think that a lot of times people don't know what they need. Like they don't know what's missing. So then they don't bring it up and then it just builds resentment, but they never brought it up to their partner.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden they explode. Like, I've been lonely for years.
Yes.
And it's like, geez, you didn't even bring it up. You didn't say anything.
Yes.
You know, so like, you know, recently I was talking about how like we haven't done date nights in a long time.
Yes.
And date nights was always our thing. Like,
we love date nights. Once a week, no matter what.
We've preached many times on this podcast about the importance of setting aside date nights, and we haven't been having them. And I've been feeling it.
Yeah,
like, same. My love language is quality time and physical touch. And I feel a drought.
Yes.
You know? And yes. And it's been making me sad. And so I brought it up because it's important to me.
Yep.
That I can't, obviously there's tons of reasons why, like, it's not just like, oh, one person stopped wanting to spend time. No, that's not why.
Fuck no.
There's so many reasons, like valid reasons why, like, we're both busy. There's so much going on in our personal, like, separate lives, like him with crypto and JK and working on stuff. And then me with the big mood and jewelry line and working on stuff over here. And like, there's two.
And poker.
In poker, yes.
Which has been incredible.
Yes, in poker. By the way, go check out my vlog channel.
Yeah, seriously. YouTube.com/Nikki.
I just did a really long poker vlog that I'm pretty proud of and also nervous about because it's something that I actually care about. And I'm not saying I'm going to be a poker vlogger, but I did enjoy doing that poker vlog. So.
It was fantastic. I've seen it. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet. Legit. But yeah, so I didn't really realize like what was making me sad or feeling disconnected.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't anything that happened. There was no, like, no one did anything wrong.
There was just a lack of check-ins.
I had to voice it. Yeah.
A lack of check-ins.
Yeah. Yep. And so we had a nice long talk and like I felt like very cared for and supported.
Yep.
And I think that's important that even if like you can't work on the issue right away, to know that your partner is there on the same team as you and you're both communicating effectively. And you know, you said, how did you improve your relationship? I think communication was the number one thing that we learned how to speak language together.
We're so good at it.
Yeah. It's like he came in speaking Spanish from Mexico and I came in speaking Spanish from Cuba. And
I'm telling you,
we got into a
fight about fantasy football the other night, okay?
We did. Well, that was the
stupidest fight I've ever been in my life.
And we were both talking about how stupid it was during the fight.
I was just hanging out with David, and I was laughing with him about how we got into a fight about fantasy football, and he was laughing his ass off about it.
Guess what? I was right.
Well, yeah, you were. But exactly. That's even funnier, actually. But it's the stupidest thing in the world.
It was so stupid.
If we told you,
you'd be like, that wasn't a real
fight. I don't
even
want to tell you. It's
like,
too bad.
You guys are doing a bit.
I feel like we'd be shitting on the nice people that we've tried to help this episode if we told them about the truth about our fantasy football fight.
Oh my God.
But it was a real fight in a way.
I was going to sleep in the other room.
Exactly.
So mad.
She's almost going to sleep in the other room. Incredible.
I went to bed in the other room.
The point is that we're a work in progress just like all of you.
Yeah.
But we have incredible tools at our hand.
Yeah.
And the knowledge of each other to work through our situations just like normal humans do.
And a language.
Exactly.
You know, because before I felt like I was communicating very precisely what was wrong and he was hearing it differently.
Yes.
He was not taking it the way that I was trying to express it. And so that also, like, even if you're expressing what you have a problem with, your partner might not be
processing it necessarily.
You have to find a way where both partners understand at the same level.
Yes.
And once you find the key language and words to communicate these things, that problem will never come up again.
Key to this is when you're rooting for their position.
Yeah.
You want to understand them. That's key to all this
shit.
Like,
they're going, how did we do about that? And you're like, I want to know what you're saying.
Instead of, what you're saying is really stupid. I'm going to gaslight you just to get away from this argument.
Yeah.
That's not being on your part. You're not a partner there. You're an adversary.
Yeah.
You need to be a partner. You need to try to understand what your partner's saying.
Yeah. A lot of people see arguments as war. Like,
yes.
Okay. Guess here's the battlefield. No. I'm on this team. You're on that team.
Nope.
And it's not.
It's language. And I see it as that. I see it as like literally we have the Rosetta Stone and we're trying to decipher each other's languages.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to understand each other because I have her back and she has mine. And we're both rooting for each other to win.
Like, he's like, water. And I'm like, agua.
Exactly.
And he's like, the fuck are you saying?
What does that mean? It means this is just water. Look,
I'm like,
it.
Agua.
I'm like, splashy, splashy. Drip, like, drip.
Agua. Right. Drop, drop.
See? And because she looks like she's Mexican, she can say that. Whereas I can't.
I wish I knew the Tagalog word for it. I'm so uncultured that I only know Spanish words.
It's all good. Anyway, that's the key, right? The key is that we're rooting for each other. You have to root for yours. That's why we can so easily tell people, like, yo, man, if they're not rooting for you, that's a horrible situation to be in.
Yeah, when your partner views you as the enemy, that's very dangerous. Oof. It's very toxic.
Not adversarial.
That's the thing you need to work on. I think that's the difference, is when you say things like healthy, it doesn't mean not fighting ever. Never fighting. No, never fight. Arguing.
We fight.
That's not what that means.
But we resolve like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker. We are expert resolvers. Yep.
And it's done.
Yeah.
And it's done. It's buried, bro. The next day, we're not even talking about it, really.
No, we're just joking. Not we're even the next day. It. We're like in the next 5 minutes, we're like joking
we're
about it.
We're laughing about it.
Yeah.
So.
But my fantasy team did lose, and I'm pretty pissed about it.
I can't believe that happened. I actually can't believe
it. I know, because you don't believe me. You don't believe me.
Okay, we'll give you a little insight. I just told Nikki.
I love this story now.
I was like, you have a fucking good fantasy team this year.
And I said, thank you. Now, we can't talk about this again until after the game, because, like, I think it's going to jinx my team.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I just want to talk about it real quick.
And I'm like, I understand, and I accept that, but I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, but what don't you want to talk about? You drafted well. You did good.
And I'm like, stop fucking talking about it. Stop complimenting my team. I'm going to lose the first game if you keep fucking talking about it. And he's like, but if I can't talk to you, I can't talk to anyone about
true.
It. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. There's a group chat of fantasy football players.
By the way, true. Very
and,
true.
And like, why you got to talk to
chat about it.
Yeah. Or I'm like, I just don't want to talk about my team again before the game. True. I appreciated the compliment.
Yeah, that's a good compliment.
But I don't want to talk about it until after the game. After the game, you could talk all about it because it's facts after the game.
I looked at your roster. I looked at my roster. And I was like, damn, I think she drafted better than
me. You give me bad juju, bad jinxies. and
I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, and he wouldn't drop it because he didn't see. Like,
I dug in.
He thought it was very stupid that I wouldn't let him talk about my team. Yes. And I said,
I only wanted to talk more about her team,
said,
therefore.
I know it's stupid, but I please just respect that. I don't want to talk about my team because you're jinxing it. And I know it's silly and it's dumb and it's superstitious, but I still don't want to talk about it.
And this got to the point where she did not want to sleep in the same room as me. She came into this room where we...
Well, no, he said, I will never talk to you about fantasy football again.
Exactly.
And I was like, that's a mean ultimatum because... I want to talk
about
it.
I meant about your team.
But he said never again. I'm like, I just don't want to talk about it before the game. This was on Monday, and the first kickoff game was Thursday. The first game.
But if you draft your team, it's always before the game.
I even told him a little bit of insight. I was like, hey, I never used to be like this. But then I had the first round pick of the whole draft a few years ago. And I got David Johnson. He got out. In the first 2 minutes of the first quarter of the first game, never returned.
No. It didn't
lost
even get
my
you 1 point.
First draft pick of the whole fucking season. And after that, I was like, and I was celebrating before. When I got my team, I was like, team fucking rules. I fucking love my team. I got David Johnson. Fuck you. Oh, you guys are going to die. And then he got out. I never recovered.
Yeah,
I lost again. Yeah. Like, the only reason I had first pick is because I was number last in the whole draft, in the whole league. And I was like, I'm going to fucking lose again. That's my whole season in the first 2 minutes. And so I was like, please just don't talk about my team.
Which makes sense.
Before the first game,
but there
please
is no
just
time.
Let me last one game.
There is no
just
I have last... to say there is no time to talk about your team because it's always before
no,
the
but
next game.
The first game.
Okay,
just fair. Last let me fair. Last one game with fair. My starting players, and then you could talk about it.
Anyway, fantasy football is a sport that I and it is a sport. Fuck you.
Well, we both are managers of teams.
We're both managers of teams. I got my wife into it,
and he manages his team a certain way, and I manage it on juju and superstition.
And my wife is my best friend. And so I enjoy talking with her about the things that we both have hobbies for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so yeah, that was the crux of it. And that's fucking one of the funniest arguments I've ever had.
It's really funny.
It's so funny and I love it. I'm glad
that happened. We were not laughing while we were having it.
No, hell no.
But it was very funny in that. And we were even talking about how stupid it is and how we're going to laugh later. But in the moment, it was not. It was just very heated.
Absurd. absurd.
It's like Steve likes to manage his team with statistics, and I
you
like
got Tom Brady the eighth. That's fucking good value, and you're like, stop fucking saying.
Whooping cough, everyone. There it is. He says he doesn't have it anymore.
Listen,
I was 17. Whooping. Whooping cough.
He has long whoop. Everyone talks about long COVID, but do they talk about long whoop? No, they don't. And it's real.
When I did improv, I got whooping cough. After that, anytime anyone makes me crack.
You see that?
I cough like that. I'm sorry.
That's our kids are going to get that. And I feel bad for them.
It's okay because Mark's going to cut it. And no. I know he was going to have my back. Yeah, I'm back this time.
All right, guys. All right. We love you. Thank you for submitting your questions.
Thank you so much.
If you have a question, feel free. podcast@nikki.limo, or although I don't think that you'll even want to now.
You should.
You should want
and
to.
And make sure
but...
to use an anonymous name, and we will not call you out. It's very important to us. Also, please check us out on Patreon. It helps out. It helps the show
Patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI.
I do a show on there called Crypto Corner where I take people through all my crypto moves and all my different crypto situations. It's very fun and enjoyable.
He's made a lot of people a lot of money since he started that.
Well, they made themselves a lot of money, I have to say. I'm very proud
of them. He guided them. We also do a live stream every month, and we have extra bonus episodes of shit they don't tell you. It's a good time. So go over there, check it out. Check it out. And we will see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.